We ready to let people in?
Sure.
I would.
Alpha Team Hunger Force jumped in ahead of time.
Nope, he's been in there where he said since last Tuesday.
Oh, he's just stayed in there all week?
Yeah, yeah, somehow he's never left. I don't understand how he hasn't timed out or gone AFK.
Oh, so Ian, and things that, you know, always make you sad. So I've been catching myself up on the brand new Jersey Shores.
Ugh, gross.
And, man, they are still just the most horrible people of all time ever, so it's still enjoyable. And then I looked up how much dollars Pauly D is worth. It's, man, a lot of dollars.
DJ Pauly D is worth a good amount of money.
Yeah!
Pauly D on the real world, meh, he's worth a little bit of money. But DJ Pauly D packs him in Vegas.
Yeah, like they cut, there was like the opening clip of, they're leaving their houses and stuff. He's leaving his house. He's got like, Lamborghinis laying there. And I'm like, he can't be worth that many dollars. Turns out I'm wrong. He is worth that many dollars.
He is, but in fairness to your disbelief, he isn't, he is not a financial genius.
Oh, no. I'm sure he will have no money shortly.
Right. He has wasted a lot of his money on Lamborghinis and such to appear that he is, he's not unsuccessful, but yeah, he's not a forward-thinking kind of guy. Yeah, there's lots of little bits that I pick up that are continuously disappointing from that show because I like to treat myself to a pretty regular dose of TMZ and saw that Big Ronnie was disappointed that the mother of his child was a promiscuous young lady. And I was like, look at yourself, Ronnie. What did you expect?
Yeah.
Like, you thought a good, first of all, not to suggest that she's a bad person because, she pursues pleasure and her own desires, but, like, you're a big dum-dum on Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
Like, what's the point of you?
And also, like, he shows up at the house. He's like, hey, having a baby any day now. Let's go out to a club. I'm going to bring these girls home and, try and hook up with some. And everyone's like, dude, did you just tell us you got a baby mama? Like, getting ready to pop any second now? He's like, yeah, I feel bad about that. I'm like, Roddy, you're the worst.
People are
and then all
turds.
He did was cry about Sam, how he still misses Sam after all these years.
I don't know what that means. I'm sorry.
His girlfriend from the first, like, four seasons was the same girl.
Oh.
And all they did was want to club each other to death constantly.
Mm.
And he still wants to club her to death, so.
Mm. he is worse than four-star Electra. She at least has sidestep.
Ronnie is a terrible person. It's weird when, like, the situation has, like, gotten his life under control as long as he stays out of jail. He's been trying to stay out of jail for the tax fraud. But that show still cracks me up after all these years. They're all terrible people.
Can't even imagine putting time into watching that.
Yeah, it's good times. No, he did not call his jail cell the Situation Room.
There should be no Infinity War spoilers. I don't even know if Craig has seen it. Have you seen the movie, Craig?
I have not.
Okay.
I also have not.
I will not
the
be...
Only, the only spoiler I could offer is Ray has seen the movie.
That is accurate.
I won't see it until Tuesday when it's $5 movie night.
I thoroughly enjoyed the movie. I had slight issues with a couple things, but again, I won't get into them here yet. But overall, solid, solid flick. Was very
I hear Aquaman shows up and
boo.
Does something to Wonder Woman. I don't know.
Double boo.
That is true. Samurai just pointed out. So normally when you're watching a movie and it comes on and it gives you the song credits, this movie had two. It had an original, Black Panther song. And then I'm trying to remember what the other one was. It was like, it was a Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah, Rubber Band Man.
There's only two songs in the whole movie?
That's it. There were two songs. All the rest of it was just, like, thematic music.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. You're disappointed in that, but...
I am disappointed in that.
I wasn't.
Yeah, where are they gonna fit a song? They have to focus on 17 different characters.
I think there's more than 17. I think
no room for music.
It's just one-liners. Everyone gets one line.
And that's the show.
The Rubber Band Man. When the rubber band starts to jam. Are we actually going to start the show?
That's on you, bro.
Entirely up to you.
Oh. I could talk about useless stuff for longer.
Yeah, that is true.
I mean, what time is it? Part. Oh, no, we're 4 minutes late.
4:30. It's not late.
It's early.
Nah. It's just early. early.
That's true. People have been joining, like, consistently since we opened, so.
It's my bread and butter.
But Alpha Team's actually here now. He's been here all week, but he's actually here now.
But he's here for reals now. I was going to say, but since this happened, Samurai has had time to crash his router, restart his router, and come back in.
Yeah, he must not be on Comcast, because if I get to reboot my router, it's like 20 minutes. That thing is the worst.
No, he's down in the South. His option is Cox.
Oh, he's got some fancy municipal internet.
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, we can't get that going here.
No.
We've had no success. Comcast is strong. Hey, this is a shout out to Joe, who probably won't hear this part because doesn't do this live. But apparently one of my coworkers went to Monster Jam last weekend. He was super sad because there was no Truckosaurus. He did get to see Bigfoot, though. So, you know, that's something.
Yeah. Well, how is he a part of Monster Jam?
I don't know. It's what he called it. I'm thinking it was not actually Monster Jam.
No,
was,
as a matter of fact, I feel like Joe pointed out that he has his own.
It was Bigfoot something. Yeah.
Yeah. His own outlaw production that he gets chased around the country by Monster Jam with lawsuits and whatnot.
Yeah, but he had a cartoon. No one on Monster Jam had a cartoon.
That's true.
And now, on with the show. It's time to play the music. It's time to dress up right. It's time to get things started on the Puzzle Warriors 3 tonight. Bum, bum, bum. It's time to put on makeup.
I don't know the words. Time to...
I think dress up right's the second time. It's makeup and the first light time is light the lights. Yeah. Why don't you get things started? Greetings, true believers! Welcome to the 139th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One. You can call me Craig. With me, we got Chaos Snevity Snoo, Stinky Pete. It's Ray. It's Ian. Hello.
Hello.
Howdy. How are you?
All right.
All right. I'm engaged and energetic today.
Wow. Man, all you gotta do is bring some hot dogs out and Ian's all on board.
I was feeling down about my performance last episode, so I wanted to try to be a better person this episode.
Hey, nothing says you're always involved as than you know when you yawn.
That's why I'm engaged and energetic. I had a delicious RC Cola with my dinner, so I've got some
pep. Ah, that's the stuff. Man, do I love RC Cola. It's the finest of the colas.
Yep.
All right, so it's the week of, it's May. May 2nd through May 9th of the 2018s. Jables, you are wrong. All right, so free Deadpool dailies. Today was a blue Black Panther, Thursday red Magneto, Friday yellow Storm, Saturday red Cage, Sunday's a green Rocket Groot, Monday's a blue Spidey, and Tuesday is the blue Daredevil. Over in your 5-day four-star cutter!
That was an awful tire scale.
That was terrible. Just, what happened?
I don't know. I hit puberty, I think.
Of the Titans.
Kabang.
On the 28th, we had Star-Lord versus somebody.
Three-star Gamora.
Three-star Gamora. I don't know. I made purple. I did some countdown tiles. I punched her in the face.
Yeah. True story. Made some purple tiles, build up the red and the purple. As soon as the purple got out there, fired red. Game over. That was it. Ian?
I won.
Yay!
Not in quite that dramatic a fashion. I feel like... both of those abilities do almost no damage for me, so I just had to deny and hope that match damage would prevail eventually, and it did.
Okay.
Oh, wow. You denied all the reds, so she couldn't keep hitting you with that sword, huh?
Right? And because, yeah. You know, when I do fire my red, you know, it did like 1,200, 1,400 worth of damage, so it wasn't no damage, but it was, you know, it wasn't, I fire this, this happens, game over. It was, if I can land this 3 or 4 times before I die, I'll probably have an advantage.
Coming up on the 3rd is everyone's favorite baker, the Lord of Croissants, the Moon Knight. I know that's one of your favorites.
He definitely is. Yeah, that'll be easy.
Yeah, I was going to say, I will not. I think I'm going to go through a dry spell here coming up. My Moon Knight. Maybe. My Moon Knight is a strong maybe because I've got his green ability at a 3, which, again, much like with my struggling Star-Lord, I might be able to just, you know, occasionally hit him for 2,500 damage and then hopefully match damage holds out.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have his other abilities at, I think, a 1-1.
Yeah, probably just... I have him at the ever-popular 5-4-4.
Huh. Yeah, you should up that green.
Yeah.
I don't never use him.
Maybe consider dropping that purple. While it's, you know, a new mechanic at the time and a fun gimmick, watching him shift between his three personalities is dumb.
Because he's got personality. With personality.
Mm-hmm.
Personality.
Samurai says that if you get him up to like 120, 130, three green will absolutely do it. So.
Okay, cool. I got some, not much, but I got some ISO to spare.
Uh-huh. Good deal. Coming up after that is the demoted Baron Mordo, who's just plain old guy named Mordo. I got him a 5-5-3. Ray's got him a 3-5-5. Ian's got him at a 0-1-4.
Oh.
Well, that 4 might be able to save you, though, because the way that works is...
I was going
to
say, I hear that's a good power.
Yeah, it does more damage based on how much AP, the highest AP the enemy has. So if they start making matches and make a bunch of AP in a color they don't use, then you're set.
Okay. A good strong maybe there. If not, I will just leap away on my one level of boots and pretend like I was never there.
Woo!
There you go.
These boots are made for jumping. That's just what they'll do.
I guess they're made for vaulting, technically.
These boots are gonna vault all over you. I was getting there.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. All right, boots. Start vaulting. Nancy Sinatra. That's good times. All right, your story events. You got Honor Among Thieves is running right now. 15,500 gets you 3 Mohawks. 23,500 gets you a meh. 52,000 for the 30 CP. Top 50 folks get Star-Lord. And 51 to 400 is Daredevil. Let me tell you how much fun I've been having with Thanos, meh, and America.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
That is great.
Yeah.
I really enjoy that. I like meh more and more every day. Really like him.
Yeah, he is not deserving. I mean, it's an acronym, so I get it. But meh does not describe him.
No, I love him. I think he's great. He's one of my favorites right now.
Way better than his initial reception led me to believe.
Yeah, he's just so good.
So that seems to be going around because I also have been, while he'd got a lot of grief, now the chats and the internets are telling me that, oh my God, I got to get Archangel in there. He's the best. I was like, he was the worst 1 minute ago. What changed?
Hmm. I'm not sure. I'm jumping on this Archangel train.
No, yeah. Our alliance has been pro Archangel the last couple times. And everybody was like, yes, it's happening. Thanks, aestheticist. You're probably right.
Archangel. Archangel.
But that's good. I'm glad that some incarnation of the Hulk is finally really bringing it home.
Yeah. I've been.
Yeah.
Now, I replaced Thanos on mine with Thor. I've been using him with Thor in America. And when if you get that purple with all those critical tiles, it's you just
look out.
Just win. You just.
Yeah. Look out, Loretta.
He's amazing.
Whew. Man. Good stuff. All right. Strange Sights is coming up next. 21,000 for 3 Daredevils, 36,500 for Yellow Star-Lord. 65,000 for the CP, and top 200 folks get a brand new Black Widow. Talk about her un momento, por favor. Shield training will also be running, where you will need Black Widow, Yondu, Venom, and Spider-Woman. Actually, you'll need Yondu, Venom, and Spider-Woman
right.
to get yourself a Black Widow. Right. I actually have those characters, so I can try and give this a go. PvP land, it's the ever-not-so-popular Divine Champions. 800 a green Loki, 900 red Power Man, 1200 for the CP, top fin folks Medusa.
Oh, are we between seasons?
Is Spidey. We are between seasons.
Oh, that's cool.
We will talk about the upcoming changes to the next season.
Ooh.
In the news segment. Hey, I forgot to talk about the Hulks. I'm getting a banner in like my daily resupply like tomorrow, I think.
Oh, really?
2 days. Day 1360 gets me a purple banner.
The other guy.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, too bad he sucks, but...
Yeah, I would rather use Main Event Hawk.
Yeah, I would too. He's way better. Way better. I love the mechanic of the other guy, but it just... this doesn't work. Like, it's just not good.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I think Colossus still holds the record for breaking the game aestheticist. Putting people airborne for a long time has been the ultimate breaker. All right. Ian, hit me with some pie.
All right. Welcome to the pie segment. Brought to you, as always, by my personal hero, this pie. And this week, I am going to deliver you a pie that is so quick and easy, you will have it made before the show is over. And wow. Then can enjoy it tomorrow morning. And I'm stunned that this pie is not more popular up here where I am living these days, because Williamsport, Pennsylvania fancies itself home of the millionaires for goodness knows what reason, because it's mostly just poor people. But I feel at one point there were trees up here and a lot of people got a lot of rich off a lot of lumber. But all our sports teams are called the Millionaires, and we have Millionaires Rows, and look how we were a boom town back in the day. Please don't forget about us. We still have Little League kind of things. Anyway, Millionaires Pie, let me break it down for you. I'm not sure yet. Well, that's not going to be that awesome. And I'm not sure. Now, I have yet to determine if this is... Ray, are you affected by pineapple the way you're affected by coconut?
No.
Okay, good. Then this isn't a total loss. So you're going to take your already finished graham cracker crust. You are going to whip up some cream cheese, some sweetened condensed milk, and some Cool Whip in a bowl. Cool Whip in a bowl. Then you're going to chop up some pecans, take some crushed pineapples, drain out that juice, throw them in the bowl that I just mentioned that has cream cheese, blend it all together, spoon it into your graham cracker crust, and put it in the fridge.
Huh.
You've just made a millionaire pie.
Cream cheese and Cool Whip.
And that's sweetened condensed milk.
Yeah, that all sounds awful.
It's awesome.
Yeah,
you've never had a sweetened cream cheese filling on anything or icing or anything like that?
No cheeses, yo.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about you. Well, sorry. Your dietary needs aside, this pie sounds quick and easy. And if you get invited to something where you're expected to bring food and you volunteer to bring a dessert, here is an easy answer. It doesn't have anything controversial in it, like raisins or coconut. Worst case scenario, you have to let the host know that if anybody has a nut allergy, they should avoid it.
Mm.
So if either of you are hosting me for Memorial Day weekend, guess who's bringing a millionaire pie?
That sounds pretty good. I think I'd have to try that.
I think it might have. I'll make it happen. So that's our pie of the week, the millionaire pie, brought to you as always by... my favorite sponsor and yours, this pie. Joe's favorite sponsor, this pie.
It is Joe's favorite sponsor.
Speaking of Joe, I have some more questionable wrestling news.
Huh?
Did you see that the wrestler known as Kane has secured the GOP nomination in Tennessee?
What?
For the mayor of his hometown?
That's awesome.
It's super awesome.
You know, he's both good and evil. He's got both sides going. He's right. Got the power.
Right. But he beat out. I mean, it was tight. He won by 17 votes.
Wow.
Well, he won the primary by 17 votes. Let's not say he is not the mayor.
Right.
I want to say he lives in Knox, Tennessee. Knox County, Tennessee. So, yep, we'll find out here to see if the Undertaker's half-brother, step-brother, I forget how they're related.
I don't know.
But yeah,
I gave up on that gimmick a long time ago.
he might make his way all the way to mayor of Knox, Tennessee.
Wait a minute. Is it Knox or is it Knox County?
Knox County.
Knox County is a town? Is that like Briscoe County?
Like Briscoe County Jr.?
Oh, I love that show.
I did too.
That show was great. Speaking of Briscoe County Jr., this crap that Ash versus Evil got canceled is bullcrap.
Oh, it got canceled?
It did.
That's too bad.
Well, at least
I've never seen it, but I hear it's a great show.
It was awesome. They did the season finale completely set up the next season. Canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't say that it set up the next season. In my mind, that
sure did.
The season finale was just and here's what Ash is going to be doing. But, you know, it's just so over the top and ridiculous.
I know. That's what I love about that show.
That ending, I was fine with that ending. It was just like,
man, I so want to see next season so bad.
Well, how many seasons were there?
Three?
Four?
Four, three? Maybe? Three? I don't know.
That seems about right. That is the exact number of seasons that Lucy Lawless's husband can keep a show afloat. He can keep his wife in work for three seasons, and then Spartacus gets canceled. And then he can give her a job on Ash versus the Evil Dead, and then it gets canceled. So, next time you see Lucy Lawless on a show, enjoy three seasons of that awesome show, and then it'll be gone.
Wasn't she on the Galactica or when that got rebooted?
I don't watch the space shows. Sorry.
That's a weird statement.
I believe you.
Okay.
I don't. They're not my jam.
Okay. It was three seasons, by the way. Three 10-episode seasons, I think.
That's awesome that it was three seasons. I don't think he was responsible for it, but she used up all of her powers as Xena.
That's true.
She can't last longer.
She was the warrior princess. I mean, she
now she just needs to relax.
She had that chakram thing or whatever she called it.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Right.
That was pie.
Right. And, all right. And news. That was a pie news segue.
So, it turns out last week we were all really tired and completely forgot to talk about Lumbercap. So, let's talk about Lumbercap.
Okay.
I gotta pull him up, because I have no idea what he does.
And what did, why Lumbercap? Is it just the beard?
Because he looks like a lumberjack. He looks,
okay. I'm okay with that as an answer.
Alright. So, he is a red, purple, yeller. His red power is called Rope-a-Dope for 8 red. It deals a gajillion points of damage. At level 450, it's doing 10,130 to the non-target enemies.
Oh.
And passive, when only one enemy is left, it turns into, you know, if I'm an American, cop de grace. Or, you know, if I'm an actual person, a coup de grace.
Coup de grace.
Coup de grace for 10 red is Cap does a finishing blow for 15,185, destroying all friendly colored AP and dealing an extra 868 damage for each AP destroyed.
Wow.
That could be a lot of damage.
Yeah.
I was like, hokey smokes Bullwinkle. You know, he's doing weird AoE when there's multiple people, and then you get down to one, and he just clubs you.
That's funny. That seems like a five-star version of Rai Rai's gauntlets.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, sure is. All right, his purple is Man Without a Country. That's a six purple. Choose a basic tile. Destroy six enemy AP, and that tile's color. And then that tile becomes a five-turn countdown tile. While it's on the board, enemies cannot fire powers in that color. So that's amazing.
That's you're not using that power again, kind of.
Right.
Yeah.
That'll shut down some gambits. Or, you know, if you're fighting another Cap, you want to shut down this next power.
Yeah.
So, his last power is called On Your Feet, Soldier, for 15 yellow. Revive a downed ally and give them a burst of 60% health.
Ooh.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, no, at like level one, that's 30% health. So as you up it, it goes up to 60% with five levels.
Right. So when you're teaming him up with your Thor, you want to keep it at like level three. So he only gets like 40% health and just stays there the whole game.
That's still, I mean, you know, even if you don't have a plan for it, that's impressive. I feel like he's going, Phoenix, look, you're doing it all wrong. Watch me. Boom, back
As Patch jumps in, hey, Patch, we're going to miss you, buddy. We're going to talk about you in a minute. It's 1 point of true healing, and then all the rest is burst healing. So that's weird.
Well, you got to have one actual health. You don't want them to immediately. He's not making zombies.
Yeah, Marvel Zombies. That was a good comic. Could have done that.
It wasn't.
It was okay.
It was. The first series was. Yeah. Then it got weird.
Well, you know. So, yeah, I think I mentioned briefly I spent all of my CP last week and got exactly one cover. When he showed up, but did you guys get any five-star Cap?
No, not a one.
Nay, capless.
Wow.
I did not spend my CP to try and get, so I only spent the tokens that were earned / given, but no luck.
Right, and I spent, I want to say 25 CP trying one time, and then the other one that we got from the Alliance Rewards, I had to spend my CP elsewhere. I'll try to talk about that later in the show.
All right.
Mmm.
So yeah, Patch is leaving the Marvel Puzzle Quest family, and I'm super sad about this. He is not leaving Demiurge, but he is leaving the MPQ game. But he tells us that he has a few more, three more characters in the pipeline coming our way, and I think some supports as well. But
No.
Oh, he's in-
is there anybody else there qualified to read his whiteboard and know what's going on?
But I'm sure going to miss moving, you know, talking to Patch once in a while. And I don't know. I'm going to be sad. He's still going to hang out in here, more though, talking to us. So,
right. More importantly, does Demiurge do other things?
They have lots of games.
I want them.
Well, go buy them.
Where are they?
You could go to their webpage and look. He's going to be he's gonna be working on secret projects, though. Secret projects.
Top men.
Top men.
On secret projects.
And things I didn't know, when we used to play a lot of Rock Band, they made some of the track packs for Rock Band.
Oh, that's cool.
They did the Green Day one, the metal one, the country ones. Like, I owned most of those.
I didn't get the country one, but I got the other two.
Yeah. What else is on their webpage? Borderlands? That's a game. You've heard of that.
Yeah, it's a wildly popular game.
I haven't heard of some of these other games, but yeah, there's more stuff. There's one called Shoot Many Robots, which sounds like fun.
I'm it sounds like a first person shooter. That's not my jam.
There's puzzle
and glory.
Yeah.
You don't have to choose. You get both. Sorry, I love that World of Zoo is singular. Is zoo the plural of zoo?
Well, it's just one big zoo. It's a world of zoo.
BioShock, that game was dope. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, that's Craig's favorite game.
Where are you? Oh, I didn't go to a page two.
Wow. I told you, I'm feeling energetic and engaged.
Ah, Titan Quest, that game was awesome. I love Titan Quest. Brothers in Arms, I played that. America's Army, I remember that game.
Wow.
That was one of the first,
All right, one of the Warriors needs to get back to the show.
All right.
Yeah. The other two can enjoy this link.
Okay. Patch, we're going to miss you, buddy. Hang out here.
Yeah.
Tell us stuff. As soon as you can give us information about New Secret Project, hey, let us know.
Right. If you would like us to start a podcast on whatever project you're working on next, we'll see if we can make some time on Monday.
I mean, if the Secret Project is like, you know, the world of Dazzler, then... I will totally be the first person on that podcast. All right. News. Let's get back to news. Hey, there's a new Black Widow.
Yeah, there is.
It's 5-star.
She looks
she's
4-star, I believe.
Yeah, 4-star.
She looks 2/3 awesome and 1/3 confusing.
Oh, I have not read her powers yet, so here we go.
Oh,
the first and the last are dope.
All right. She is a black, purple, yellow. These current info is at level 270. 8 black, lights out. Black Widow stuns the target for 3 turns and deals 1,461 damage. Passive, at the start of the turn, if an enemy is stunned, she destroys 3 enemy AP in a random color. That's nice. Mm. I like that.
Yeah. A 3-turn stun, plus some damage, plus AP destruction, all in one power. Yeah.
What is that word? I don't even know. Is that English?
Defilade?
Is that a word?
It is.
I was trying to fake it, but you didn't give me enough time. I believe it's defilade. It's the protection of a position. Okay.
All right. So for 7 purple, it's got this D power. Black Widow creates 4 invisibility tiles. When Black Widow's invisibility tiles are on the board, this power becomes E word.
Enfilade.
Yeah.
Enfilade.
So E word. Black for 10 purple, Black Widow destroys her invisibility tiles, destroys 4 enemy special tiles, does damage, and gains AP. When there are no invisibility tiles on the board, it goes back to being D-word.
Yep.
All right, so far, Ian was spot on. 1 good power, 1 confusing power, because dead air means that was a confusing power.
Yeah, that hurt my brain. Yellow.
I like that it deals damage and gains AP. It doesn't look ineffective. It just, you know me and powers.
Yeah. Yellow, for 10 yellow, you get Brush Pass. Black Widow gives a chosen ally a burst of health and places... I wonder how you choose the ally. Black Widow gives a chosen ally a burst of health and places a 4-turn countdown tile on the board. When one of these tiles is on the board, ally powers cost 3 less to fire. Ooh, that's nice. Oh,
yeah, it is. I told you the first two were dope, or the first and last was dope.
Woo!
So just so you know, when you activate Brush Pass, it shows the icon of your other two teammates. Whichever one of those icons you click on, that's who gets
the
help.
I realized after I said that, it probably works exactly like, Fastball Special. All right, I can just pick somebody, huh?
Right. I wonder how you pick.
Click on it. Yeah, jerk. What, are you stupid? Yeah, apparently I am, because that completely went past me until I read it and went, oh, right, you can just pick them. So she looks super interesting.
Yeah, making stuff cheaper, destroying their AP.
Yeah,
I mean,
stuns,
she is
invisibility.
This is a solid level 4 support character. Ooh.
All right, so Black Widow, she's coming out. She's got her shield training going down. That starts tomorrow on May 3rd. There is a Heroes for Hire store for 7,000 hero points. So what's in here? Eddie Venom, Jessica Drew, 16 elite tokens, 6 command points, 20,000 ISO 8. There's the Black Widow and Friends vault, which starts on the 6th, which is an 80-item vault, which has 1 legendary token, 3 4-stars, a random Black Widow Infinity War cover, 2 random 4-stars from the Call for Backup missions, which with an option of the following characters, Yondu, Venom, or Spider-Woman. 22 3-stars and 54 2-stars. Or as I like to call it, 100% 2-stars. There'll be some special power-ups that start on the 4th. Earned his progression rewards in Thickest Thieves, Shield Training, and Strange Sights. They enhance Black Widow damage. Can be purchased with hero points in the boost screen, and each stack adds 20% damage. And then her PvP is Web of Spies. Runs the 6th through the 9th. You can get her as a progression reward. So there you go.
That looks pretty awesome. A couple guaranteed covers as far as I'm concerned. With the training, the shield training, and Web of Spies. And nice.
All right. I'm sure everyone has noticed, unless you've not been playing this game for the past X many days. Hey, they've been giving you free Infinity War daily gifts.
Yeah, they
have.
Those
have been nice.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, you will get 1 advanced Black Order token, and on the 4th, the same. So 2 more days of prizes coming.
Sweet.
So far, I have gotten a whole lot of nothing. I've gotten some 2-stars.
Oh, me too. I was going to say, I mean, it's free,
yeah.
So I have no complaining to do, but you look at the vault, of the 300 options, what, 150 of them are 2-star characters?
Yeah, something like that.
And the rest are 25 red ISO and one legendary token. So, yeah, the odds are not definitely in your favor, but they are free odds, and I will take those any day
of
the week.
So I'm curious, how many supports do you guys have?
I'm curious as well.
Yeah, that is an unfair question. You will have to say, Ian, in this upcoming segment, please launch your game so that way you can give me the desired information.
All right, because I've got 8.
Okay, I have a lot of unopened tokens, so I have more than it appears.
I have 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12.
It tells you
12.
It tells you at the top there.
Hey, it does. It says 12.
Yeah. Oh, you got way more than me.
And some of the ones that I have opened have been duplicates.
Yeah, so
have mine. The level of some of mine are raised.
Yeah. My guess is I haven't been getting as many duplicates, and I have more 1-stars. Like I got a Quinjet just today, so that's nice. Put that into use. I don't actually know who I assigned it to. I don't remember. What does it do?
I don't know. I don't have one of those.
Okay.
What's that, a Quinjet?
It's an Avengers thing. I gave it to
Avengers, yeah.
I gave it to like the top Avengers. Oh, I gave that one to Riri, I think, because she was like the top Avengers that I ran into, because I didn't know who else to give it to.
Solid. I don't know what it does, but anything that makes her already goodness even better. Probably a good plan.
Powers fired by that character deal extra damage for every active Avenger on the team.
Oh,
so I gave it to an Avenger.
Oh, you should give it with the other 5-star cap. He likes to have lots of Avengers on his team when he hits you with his red power, right?
I never, ever use 5-star cap. I've got like 1 cover for him, so.
All right, don't use it with him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, him. I was just sitting here thinking, like, didn't we just tell you we didn't get any 5-star cap?
The other one.
Lay off, dude.
The other 5-star cap. The other white meat.
Yes.
I'm way wrong, by the way. I have 4 covers on him, 301. But since I don't have all 3 powers, I don't use them.
All right, I was just curious where you're at there.
Yeah.
I'm getting there. Where does it tell you these things?
Click on the support button.
Oh, hang on. I got all my news coming in all at once, preventing me from doing other things. Here we go.
You gotta take that survey and vote for Dazzler and Namor.
I'll get to it. I will do at least one of those 2 things. I've got 7 here, and then I've got 6 unopened support
wow.
tokens.
Okay.
The answer to your question is, I don't know. I just haven't gotten around to it yet. I opened one of them, and it was something that I really wanted, so I didn't want to risk opening more because I felt like I'd already used up my luck for the day.
All right.
I'm not intentionally hoarding them, but there was... So I'll talk about this now because I don't know where else in the show it goes anymore. There has been, previously in the Heroes for Hire store, two Thanos bundles.
Right.
And they were both for in-game currency, which I can afford since I have that instead of money. And I was like, well, I don't know if I can resist both of these since they're both pretty tempting. And I was like, well, my 3-star Thanos is already to the point where he spit out his 4-star cover and it turned out to be a cover I couldn't use anyway. So I'm not going to, you know, continue to pump into that. But I was like, 450 CP for this other Thanos looks like a pretty good deal. And I consulted with many people. I excluded Craig because I feel like he would not give me the answer that I wanted. So I just asked Ray.
Me.
And Angry Salad. And then friend of the show, W-E-R-I-C from Cincinnati, / Ronin-san, / the guy I play a different game with. And they all, I mean, he and Angry Salad, they broke it down for me. They were like, here's some pros, here's some cons, here's the rate at which you generate CP, so here's how long it's going to take you to rebuild the 450 that you made, here's why it's beneficial, here's why it's probably not beneficial, and I ended up doing it. It was well worth it.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's why I have so many extra support tokens that I have not opened yet.
I was curious where you landed on that.
Yep, I did end up purchasing it because I figure I use 5-star Thanos every day, and one more level of black was going to be awesome. And even though it's going to take me 9 months to get back up to 450 CP, I don't use it on anything else, so why not?
Very cool.
Yep.
All right, Reality Stone season. That's the next season. The gem in the season banner has been updated with the current color scheme. Jubilee and Mockingbird. Jubilee's moving the latest 4-stars, Mockingbird into Vintage.
Oh, I just got my first Mockingbird cover.
Bummer.
This week. Now she's gone.
Rewards updates. Bummer. Red ISO 8 has been added to the Shield Simulator rewards. Starting at clearance level 3. Don't call me
Clarence.
Clarence. Don't call me Clarence. What's the clearance, Clarence? Man.
Over.
He's over, over, and over's overdone. Red ISO 8's been added at the 225, 1250, and 1850 levels. Why does this tell me the same thing more than once?
I don't know what you're looking at.
That Red ISO 8 has been added to... Oh, okay, that was the Shield Simulator. I'm sorry, I can read English now. Yeah, in the Versus Season Progression Rewards, you also get Red ISO 8 at 1100, 2850, and 6250. It's also been in the Season Placement Rewards, added to all ranks, and it's been added to the Alliance Versus Season Placement Rewards, has been added to ranks 5000 and higher. So more opportunities to get some Red ISO 8. Support tokens have been added to the Versus Season Placement Rewards. Starting with clearance level 3 and higher, rank 1 players receive an advanced support token. Shield clearance rank 9, ranks 2 through 25 will also receive an advanced support token. Lower shield clearance levels will receive a beginner or advanced token. And let's see, Infinity Stones have been added to placement rewards. Starting at level 6, you can earn a Infinity Stone of the current season as a rank 1 reward.
Ah, I was curious how that worked.
Yeah. Okay. Rarity of the stone depends on the shield clearance level you choose. For example, players at level 6 receive a 1-star Infinity Stone, while players at level 9 will receive a 4-star Infinity Stone.
Ooh.
So, I can go get those stones. What else we got? My brain doesn't work. Hold on. I don't think there's anything we need to really talk about in the sneak peek. Like I said, Web of Spies is out.
I think we covered it all.
Yeah, I think that's all of it. Yeah. All right. And then lastly, and I saw Brigby threw this out, that in the upcoming update, there will be an indicator on your characters that show if they have a support attached to them. So that's nice.
I'm curious, the way that's worded, will it show which support it is?
I'm willing to bet it will just have a dot or something telling you that they have something.
Okay. Personally, I really want, when you click on the supports, I wanted to show you what character is that support is on. Like, I want it on the other side, but we'll get there, I'm sure.
And then that's it. Ray, we still got that Stitcher thing going?
We do. That'll be going for a little while yet, I believe. Stitcher.com/premium if you want to listen to specifically Marvel's Wolverine the Long Night, Marvel's first storyline podcast. It is on Stitcher.com/premium, which you can get by going there and using promo code Puzzle. That will get you 1 month for free. If you can't remember that, just go to our homepage and click the big Wolverine the Long Night graphic. That'll take you there as well. And type in Puzzle. You'll get a free month.
There you go. And local news, it's warm, and the students are leaving. So those are two good things.
Sweet.
That is true. Another thing, the fire department, by the way, I don't know if you follow the local fire department on Twitter, but I do because it's kind of handy. They are putting out red flag alerts like 3-4 times a day. Don't burn anything.
Right. Yeah. It's been a little dry recently.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, there was something else. I'm trying to remember. It was in listener comments. I'm going to try and find it real quick. The Days Inn, the local Days Inn, was named 2017 Hotel of the Year.
Yeah, I can't.
For the Days Inn brand.
Yeah, I can't fathom how this is possible because I've been to that Days Inn. Like, we used to, like, they have, like, an indoor pool there that you could, like, go to, like, a member, like a YMCA. Back in the day, we used to go swim there. It's not that nice a hotel, really.
I feel like it's been updated since back in the days. Is this the same Days Inn that hosts
Mad Max?
Oh, that's the Days Inn. Oh, that is the hotel of the year for sure.
Just because
of
that restaurant.
At least as far as Days Inn standards go, yeah.
Well, it
give it up for
it won that
Mad
award,
Max.
So.
Yeah, congratulations to that hotel.
And thanks to Parandiak for pointing that out because I would have never known.
Yeah, I was super surprised when I heard that news. I was like, really? This hotel? All right. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Natasha's getting married. And tell me about OB-Dubs.
Yes. Okay, I will tell you all about the world-famous ballerina Dominika Aragova, who was recruited into Sparrow School. Nope, sorry. That is the wrong Black Widow. This is the actual Natasha, the two-star one, who for a very long time, when we first started doing this show, when two-star characters were almost still relevant, she was remained one of the most relevant due to her support capabilities, and she used to give you true healing, which made her even better, but they fixed that. Let me tell you a little bit about her. She has a 5-cost, well, it starts at a 5-cost, but it goes up every level by quite a bit. But anyway, her purple can be used to steal 4 of each color. And it's going to cost you 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 to steal 4 out of all of their columns. So that's fantastic, as far as I'm concerned. Anti-gravity device, it's blue. It costs you 11. And it will increase the timer on all enemy countdowns by 4 and gives a burst of health, 896 health to all allies. Plus, double it if there are no enemy countdowns. And lastly, this is a power that I learned about when I started doing this show because, once again, friend of the show, Stink Palm Ronan's son, Eric from Cincinnati, was talking about this power and mentioned the extra match damage that it gives you. And I just smiled and laughed along like I knew he was talking about. And I was like, what's he talking about? And then I investigated. And sure enough, it's there. When she makes a match in her color being purple, blue, or black, it does an extra 162 damage to the enemy. And if the enemy has that color, she steals one of their AP. So, as far as two stars go, she is, you know, by far the best support, arguably the best, if not one of the best two stars, in my opinion.
I agree with that. I use her all the time. She is one of my favorite utility two stars.
Yeah, she really gets it all done.
Yeah. You throw in with a couple, you know, heavy hitters, and it really makes
right.
a difference.
Again, if you need two stars, if you're just doing it for, you know, to speed through the Deadpool daily, she does not do a lot of damage. She's not super useful. Go with Thor or Ares or someone like that, or Storm.
Yeah, but she really helps out any of those others.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. If you've got her on your roster, go ahead and throw her in there. It won't hurt you. So that's what's going on It's Always Sunny in Xandar. Black Widow, original Black Widow with her sweet fishnets. Keeping it real.
Good old fishnets. All right, Willie, yeah. What you got in the mail?
I've got the usual for you. Thanks, Willie.
I parsed down the mail quite a bit this time. But here's what we have left. Basically, I threw out, there was a whole lot of talking about, like, what people were getting, what supports they were getting and stuff, and I cut all that out. Because if you cover one person, then you gotta cover them all, and it's too much. But what we do have, Jeff Cascadian said that if D3 and Demiurge gained the rights to a DC puzzle quest, would you keep playing Marvel, play both games, or switch to playing just DC? Hypothetical question.
I would try it. And then it
probably be,
and it would have a lot of characters that I A, don't care about, and B, don't know who they are, and then I would stop.
Interesting.
Because it's going to be, there's going to be 48 Supermen. I hate Superman.
I don't know that there's,
and
that
it's going to have
Superman.
You know, freaking the worst character of all time, Martian Manhunter. I hate that guy.
The guy's awesome.
Like, if it was just nonstop Hellblazer, then I would totally be about that game.
All right, so Craig won't be playing the game because that won't ever happen.
Yeah.
Right. I would, one, I love to get on board when things launch. I would love to be there at the start, so I would definitely try it. I am up to, if you count this game, which I am, even though I don't technically play it on my phone, that would push me up to 4 daily play telephone games, and I think that's one too many.
Yeah.
Like, between Marvel Strike Force, Marvel Puzzle Quest, a non-Marvel game that we'll discuss on a different podcast, and now hypothetical DC Puzzle Quest. Boy, I like DC. I don't know that I can manage my time well enough to play 4 phone games a day.
Have you tried the Harry Potter mystery game yet?
What? What? I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Yeah.
What's it do?
I haven't played that much of it yet, so I'm not... I I got my guy, I got to Hogwarts, I got put into, Slytherin, because it lets you pick.
Download it and figure it out yourself. Gotcha. Yeah, so, thank you, friend.
I haven't gotten to do much, so, you click on some stuff and you click on things.
All right, well, as long as I don't have to join an alliance and play daily, count me in.
So I think I would get it, I would definitely play it, and I would probably play it as a subset. Like, if I ran out of nodes and still had time, I would play it even more casually than I play Marvel Puzzle Quest, because I'm not into DC that much. I don't care for DC characters. I really like Batman. End of list. So, yeah, there you go. That's all I got. He did also say the support store, it only appears when you have a token to spend there. Yeah, I apparently was asleep last week because I was like looking for the support store and it wasn't there and I was confused. But in any case, if you have a token, it appears there. You can't spend in-game currency to buy supports. Thank you for making sure that we were aware. And also, he asks to please remind us why Craig calls the 2-star version of Cap Corks.
He looked at the graphic on the cover, mm-hmm. thought those bullets looked like corks to him, and the rest is, as we say, history.
Yeah, it's nothing, super advanced. It's just, to me, those artillery shells just look like he's getting, cork shot at him.
Yeah, if you have any better suggestions.
Like, if you're old like me, you might remember that cork guns were a thing, where you would put corks in the end of a little air rifle and shoot them. Yeah. That's what that is in my head.
So there you go. Shard Attack asked, he said, I would like you guys to figure out what Necro Cap, that's what we're calling him, be the cool guy, what the Necro Cap powers are so we can discuss builds. We did that. You're welcome. Necro Cap, and I took a look at this.
I am 100% out.
You don't like Necro Cap. Yeah.
Oh, the implications are bad and worse.
So I actually spent a little bit of time looking on Reddit to find out if there was a reason it was Necrocap, and it's just because he brings people back from the dead. That's the only reason.
I got it, but...
Yeah.
I still like Lumbercap better.
I have to agree. I like Lumbercap better. Joe, quote, I don't want to endorse Bill Cosby in any way. Very timely statement. Because that was said right before the verdict came out. So there you go. Good job. He also said, I'm floating the theory that Disney moved the movie release date up a week so it would coincide with Thanos being the featured character in the Daily Deadpool. I don't think they did that, but it was a nice little coincidence.
Well, they did, and they also, when they moved it, took it away from, originally it was scheduled as, with the same, weekend as Free Comic Book Day, which is Saturday, so.
So I missed Free Comic Book Day?
No, it is this Saturday coming up in 2 days.
Ooh.
Or 3 days, whatever day of the week this is.
I'll make some time for that.
Yeah, I have to make sure I go to comic book store at 10 a.m. on the Saturday to get the comic that I want.
Oh, my. Is it that in demand?
They only got 50 of them. I would want to make sure I get one.
What is it? I want it now. I don't even care.
It's the Colin Bunn comic that's like Colin Bunn's The Sixth Gun. I talked about this last week. It's you don't ever remember what I talk about. It is free.
All right, I'll take it anyway.
Joe also said, even with champed fivers, I still see boosted fours like Rogue and Teen Gene. I have seen Rogue. I will give you that. But I don't think I've ever seen Teen Gene in PvP, even when she's boosted. But hey, there you go. Jordan from Jersey. Escape rooms. I've yet to participate in a real escape room, but I had a really fun time writing a D&D session last month where the characters were in an escape room. Went way better than I even hoped. That's good. I don't know how you would play that. D&D characters have way too many powers. Oh, you're in this room. I cast a spell. Oh, okay. You get out. Parandiak. Also, in addition to local news, said the Beastie Boys, 2 packs a day here in Florida. You can get 2 packs of smokes for $10 and change. That still seems a bit more than I would
right,
want
but
to
that's,
do.
That's
cheaper than here.
Yeah, very much so.
And he also said, go Pens. I thought I'd throw that in.
Yeah, they're sucking right now.
Kick2Stick14.
Oh, my.
I've never heard of him before, but he commented. He said, I hope that the Caps take the Pens 7 games deep so the Bolts can crush them in the ECF.
All right.
Does that make sense to you?
It does.
Okay.
I don't like what he's saying, but, you know.
Okay.
No, the Pens need to wake up and rally here and win some games. That's what needs to happen.
Okay. Sport. Mad Jabroni said, the people complaining about red ISO from nodes must not remember when we used to get 20 ISO sometimes from nodes and you'd be stuck grinding the same one over and over and over again. It'll get there. The red ISO will get there. Just take what you get. D-Wing Illinois said, after looking at the episode title, which I really liked our episode title last week, he said that his fingers are crossed that you can clear the bar that was set that high. I don't know. Hopefully we did. The title, what was it? It was I'm a Lumber Cap and I'm okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. And finally, D-Wing also said, aunt, is that a Marissa Tomei attack? I just left that in there to get that sigh. I'm glad it worked. So there were a lot of other comments, like I said, but I parsed it down because I was feeling all kinds of clippy today. So, hey, that's all there is in the mailbag.
Thanks, Willie Lumpkin.
Thanks, Lumpy.
All right. Now, once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want here to pump
you up.
What you got, Ian?
Let me tell you about some of the boosted characters this week. Oh, my. All right. 3-star boosts this week. Gray Suit. Boy, her green is expensive, and it does a lot of damage, but her purple fuels her green and anybody else's and makes critical tiles. So that's pretty solid. She does a lot of AoE damage, but it's work to get it to fire. Captain America. World's greatest 3-star.
No.
World's solidest, most well-balanced 3-star?
No. You guys are way bigger fans of Cap than I am.
Yeah.
I just don't think he's all that great.
His stun is excellent, gives you back the AP that you spend. His damage is excellent, gives you back the AP that you spend. And if you accidentally acquire 19 yellow, you can put out some shields. Captain Marvel. Her 3-star self is decent.
Yeah.
I can't recall that I use her for anything, but other people do, so I trust other people. Dr. Doom, man, what an awesome character that pulled a short straw. He is not good, and not very good. His purple, see, like, the trap tiles he is generating are on the purple, but you need to generate at least 10 purple to activate the trap tiles, so you're destroying the trap tiles every time you're generating enough AP to try to... And then the what's his black that puts out the attack tiles, the do not a lot of damage. And then he turns blue does he turn blue tiles into black tiles? Does that sound familiar? Does anybody use Dr. Doom? Also, meh. So he's probably the letdown of the bunch. And recently, and by recently, I do mean in my geological time frame here at this game, recently reworked three-star Spider-Man. His yellow does a truckload of damage now. His blue does some stun, and I think his purple still puts out shields. So his truckload of damage should be even more outrageous. So look to him for doing stuff. Hey, why not team him up with boosted three-star Captain America, since you're not going to use his yellow anyway, and you're going to need someone to make better use out of it. Boom, Spider-Man, there you go. Go play some PvP and win. Let me tell you about these... Let me tell you about these four stars who are boosted. Rey's personal hero, the Moon Knight. He is boosted. He's good. She's a straight up damage guy.
Yeah.
His green does a lot of damage, and you can't target it. So, yeah, that makes it a little janky, but it still cranks out quite a bit of good green damage. Same thing for his black power, also does a lot of damage and gives you some pity true healing if you kill someone.
Yeah, that is something that everyone overlooks on Moon Knight. I love his true healing. You save up that black, and then you knock someone out, and then you fire the green so that you're taking out one of the fully healthy people. It's a good deal.
Right. Now, hero to friend of the show, Joe, Charles Xavier, is boosted this week. He goes invisible. He gives you some special tile buffs, so that seems to be where his strength lies.
Oh, yeah.
He makes special tiles for you to buff. That's handy. Oh, he does something good when you do a match 5.
Yep, does a bunch of damage.
Yeah. Is it AoE damage?
No.
No, it is not.
Okay. Still, that's a good time. I don't know. I did not. The type of damage was... It's not specific, so I'm going to say it's not. Because the person who provides me with my information is incredibly diligent.
I believe that that's true. It is not in any way.
He would have said AoE if it did AoE.
Yeah.
I have seen his, crank out tiles thing get absurd at times.
Yeah, they get huge, especially in his crash, because he just hides under the invisibility and he gets bigger and more powerful, and Elektra tries to stop you, but she can't. Speaking of which, Elektra's boosted.
Sure she is.
No one loves Elektra. And it's understandable. She has not been awesome, except on that Daredevil Netflix show. She was a little bit awesome. Mm. In this game, she struggles. When you're fighting her, sidestep can drag out a match unnecessarily long. Other than that, she doesn't do much.
Yep.
Daisy Johnson, the Inhuman known as Quake, does a lot of board shake and some good damage with her green. She reduces AoE damage. And her resonance frequency is awesome because it targets tiles on the board for destruction.
Yeah, I've always been a big fan of Quake. I like her a lot.
Yeah, she's very versatile. I really like all that you can get done. And lastly, and certainly not leastly, the Goddess of Thunder is buffed this week. She's definitely, been around for a while, so... But I still don't have her champed, so I've never invested much in her. But I feel like her blue makes charge tiles and her red destroys her opponents and her yellow is there. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong at all. I'd say that's spot on.
Okay, good. So those are your boosted four stars for the week. They are very... There's some good ones in there. I really like Quake, Xavier, Moon Knight, and Thor.
4 out of 5 ain't bad.
Seriously, the following employees will be fired in alphabetical order. Simpson, Homer J. That is all. So listen to me now and believe me later. Those are your boosted characters of the week.
Week. Alright, let's hit the vine. Brought to you by this vine.
This vine.
What do I got? I still got that Thor I lamented about last week. It's still got 2 days left on him.
Did you see the video that was posted on the Alliance Facebook page? It was dedicated to you. It was, I forget who posted it. I don't have it in front of me. It was a video of somebody needing to sell a Thor cover, and they tagged you on it.
Hmm.
They were saying they could feel your distress.
Yeah, so that's five star Thor going away. A couple 3-star Panthers. I still got another Howard the Duck dying because I could never get the color I need for Howard the Duck. And then a bunch of random 2-stars. But there you go. Still sad about this Thor.
I have the very similarly. I have a 3-3-5 Howard. So I have a purple Howard dying on the vine. This morning I had a very not making me happy in any way. I had 2 Black Panthers dying on the vine. But strangely enough, the Heroes for Hire, it came up with the exact Black Panther cover that I needed. So that problem has been resolved.
Man, that store just so plugged into our needs.
I now have 63 4-star champions. So the only ones that I actually don't have championed are Jubilee and Valkyrie. Well, and Howard, obviously.
Wow.
I really want that Valkyrie, but not getting any yet. But I had to focus on Black Panther there for a while, so... But he's taken care of. Now, again, I am out of ISO, so we're back to that. Other than that, I've just got a whole bunch of 2-stars in the process, so...
Old man, 2-star.
I've got a... Spider Woman dying on the vine, and I don't think I'm obviously gonna wait the 8 days before she expires, but I feel like she's at a level where there's no chance that this will be anything other than 1,000 ISO. And then I have an Angel on my vine that I can't use. He's also at an odd increment. I say somehow I'm trying to see where I am before I sass myself. 1,397 days into this game, and I do not have all my 3-stars championed. So Angel's dying on the vine, and he's going to get sold because he's more likely to get saved because I had the same situation with Gambit, but I finally got that purple Gambit cover that I needed and was able to turn things around.
That's
all. That's my nice. Vine is clean otherwise.
This pipe is clean.
That movie's underrated.
I wondered if you were going to pick that.
Chris Elliott is the best.
Chris Elliott was funny.
My Angel, by the way, is for some reason at a 5-2-3.
I am no longer a cabin boy. I am now a cabin man.
Hey, fancy lad, you want to buy a monkey?
Hey, Joe, if you're listening, you guys should do Cabin Boy on your review of movies. They just did Last Action Hero, so, they can do Cabin Boy.
That was a film.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, thanks, this fine.
It's fine. All right, let's open up some tokens. Brought up by the OG. This guy!
This guy.
Hooray! Woo! I think I'm at my record now. I have 10 tokens. I don't think I've ever had that many.
I know, I'm nipping at your heels with 9.
Holy smokes.
Fortunately, I'm not going to win a crash for a couple cycles, so I'll be back down to like 6.
So I'm going to poke Jessica in the face. It's going to give me a 4-star. Safari Joe, the most dangerous game.
Man, I have been getting a lot of him recently. By a lot, I mean 2 of like the 3 tokens I've opened.
Makes my Safari Joe up to level 275. There you go. Wow,
moving right along. All right. Was it just a generic face poke, or was there anything?
I was right above her nose.
All right. I don't necessarily want a Safari Joe, so I will see what I can... Ha! That'll teach me. Yondu, Ravager's Ruse.
Oh, that's good power.
I bet. That's probably my first one.
Oh, really? No
Could
Yondu.
Yondu's pretty sparse. Nope, I got tons of it. I lied. Yondu's at a 3-3-0.
Man, that 0's sad. I always hate it when they come up uneven. Anyway, I'm going to do something completely different and just tap the 1 that is next to her face. That got me a 4-star. There's a lot of drums going on in Discord.
Yeah.
It is a 4-star wasp. So, hey, there you go. There's another there wasp. And I'll be getting another wasp in, 6 days, according to my resupply.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like... That's something that I am getting as well, but the one that you've already got.
Sure.
Like I'm getting the yellow. You should be getting the blue here in a couple of days.
Well, the one that I'm getting from resupply will take her up to level 290, which will give me another latest legend. So There you go. That'll be nice.
Right. And now for something completely different. I think I'm going to go ahead and open that. Is it called Legendary? The Legendary support token that I got from my
Master?
Thanos?
I don't remember.
I don't know. Yeah, the purple level. The 4 or 5. Either way, I'm going to jab Ebony Maw right in his noseless little face and see what happens. It's a 4-star Korg.
Oh, I like Korg. I don't remember why, but I know I like him.
I don't know what that does.
That makes 2 of us. I'm headed to supports. I've got 8 now instead of 7, as you could guess.
I like him because I've been using 5-star Thor. And you put Korg with 5-star Thor. That's just what you do when you
have equip him with that Gladiator Thor. And when Thor fires a power, create a strength 13 yellow protect tile.
Yeah.
Oh, and then Thor can use those himself. Well, that's awfully nice. Well, there you go.
And also, rank 1 gets you maximum health increase. Rank 2 is extra damage to villains. And rank 3 gets you a chance to gain 3 yellow AP just, you know, on top of everything else. And you said you got rank 4?
Right, and that gives me the supported character's yellow match damage is increased by 15.
Yeah, also good for Thor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that's a good support right there.
Yeah. 5 is whenever you match an enemy strike tile, deal 92 damage? Okay. Well, anyway, that's what I got. 4-star Korg.
I like him. I already said that.
Yes, you do.
Korg is Thor's Wong.
Yeah, that's not what I read the first time I read that. I had to look at it twice, but
thanks, Stack Duck.
All right, talk about the podcast network.
All right, we are a member of the Soon to Be Named Network, which you can find at soontobenamednetwork.com or soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com. Our podcast network is home to a variety of excellent shows that can hopefully fill all of your podcasting needs. And if you would like to learn... Totally derailed by that gif. That's what I get for leaving this open. I'm going back to the script. You can puzzlewarriors3.com. Lots of direct links to lots of shows. Or you can find them all easily at soontobenamednetwork at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Thanks, Ian.
You're welcome.
All right, I got nothing else this week. Anything for the good of the order?
Nay, I feel like I have spoken on everything that I wanted to.
Yeah, we're good.
Okie doke. So thanks, everybody, for joining us again this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com. Comments, suggestions, you know the drill. You can use our webpage, the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, the D3 forums. You could snail mail something to Ray. That'd be fun. A telegram. Singing telegram would be cool.
That would be well beyond cool.
Yeah.
If a singing telegram showed up with listener comments, I really can't imagine anything better.
Singing telegram for Chaos Nevity's new.
I am your singing telegram. Bang.
I haven't heard that in a long time.
All right, if you want to throw us a bone, click on our Amazon banner, buy something for Amazon. Mother's Day, buy your mother something, and give us the money. That's a good time. CafePress.com/PuzzleWarriors3, you can buy her something, you know, with our logo on it, or on the soon-to-be-named network logo. Those will work, but that's all I got. So goodbye for now, and remember, kids, next week's pie can't be done poorly. Goodbye, everybody.
Cryptic, but interesting. Goodbye, friends.
Good night, all. So Doggy D says it's going to be a Kevin Smith movie soon, and it reminded me, did anybody watch Kevin Smith on The Colbert Show? Did you see him come out on The Colbert Show? It is one of the best, quote-unquote, interviews ever, because Kevin Smith comes out, and he sits down, and he's like, hey, did you hear I had a heart attack? And Colbert's like, yes, I did. I was going to ask you about it. That's the last thing that Colbert says. The entire rest is just Kevin Smith giving a complete blow by blow of everything that happened that day, like from the moment he started feeling queasy to like the surgery room and beyond. It's an amazing story, and I can't recommend it enough. It was hilarious. And Colbert just sat there going, wow, this is the easiest interview I've ever done.
I do love me some Kevin Smith.
Yeah, it was really funny.
Did I tell you I had a heart attack? I had a heart attack.
I was just about to say, you're looking fit and trim.
Yeah.
But that's because you had a heart attack.
Yeah.
Don't applaud the heart attack, please.
No, you can't applaud the heart attack. It was the greatest thing that ever happened.
It was the middle of a stand-up set?
I was shooting, not in the middle. It was, we were shooting two shows for the Showtime special. And, you know, you shoot two and then combine it into one. So
and the Showtime special is called, by the way, Silent But Deadly.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Which was the name of the show before the heart attack. But after the heart attack... I was like, we gotta keep it now, you know.